Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hi!
And we are back on our weekly Thursday schedule because things are opening fast and furiously, and we think it's a good time to start back up again. So I'm super excited. I get to talk to you every week now.
I know. I was missing that.
I know.
I'm always like, is this the week that we do our podcast or no?
And now there's no question. If it's Thursday, we do our podcast. So,
yay.
All right. So let's there have been a lot of updates since we last talked. And, you know, like we'll say this throughout the podcast, but just because things are so fluid and they change so quickly, if you have any questions on when parks are opening, special requirements, new procedures, hours, always check the theme park website when you're planning your trip or before you head out the door, just to make sure that things haven't changed, because, you know, there have been times where we're recording this podcast and news comes out and it makes, and we have to pivot and change real quick, or, you know, a day later, information may change. So just always double check the official theme park website for all of that information. And with all these new restrictions and procedures, it's always a good idea to check that before you make your plans to head out, to make sure you have all the equipment you need.
Yes, you don't want to be turned away.
No, not at all. So let's kick it off with Walt Disney World. This is very exciting. It was approved by the state.
Finally.
So they're going to go with a phased reopening, and we kind of talked about this last week when it was proposed, but they're going to start with opening the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom on July 11th, and then Epcot and Hollywood Studios will open July 15th if all goes according to plan. And then according to our outline here, it says resorts have stopped taking reservations. If you have one, they haven't canceled. So you want to go into that a little bit more?
So resort reservations, if you have one, you're good. The only thing you could do right now is if you have an existing reservation, if you want it with the days that you have, you're good to go. If you want to modify, you cannot do that.
Oh.
The only thing you could do is cancel.
Okay, interesting.
That's the only thing they're doing with reservations. And I have to say, there's not as many people on the phones right now because, from what I heard from a cast member, they are canceling the dining and the fast passes all manually. So it's not as simple as you think of, oh, clear all.
Right.
Or delete all. It's they have to go in for each individual person or reservation and cancel them.
Wow.
So it's very time consuming. So it's a lot of people taking off the phones to do that.
Okay.
Yes. And with the dining, before, if you had, not if you had, before, in general, dining could be booked with 180 days in advance. Now they've switched it to 60 days in advance.
Okay.
But they're going to roll that out once the theme parks begin to reopen. So you can't go on now and book.
Okay.
Dining.
Okay.
You got to wait for that one. And there's going to be no fast passes.
Okay.
They're discontinuing it for right now because they're going to open with limited capacity anyway. So you might not really need fast passes to have a low wait time.
Oh, cool. Okay.
But another exciting thing is construction is still going on at Walt Disney World. They're still painting the castle to represent Cinderella and the anniversary, painting it gold. And there's still construction going on with Tron.
Oh, cool.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, everything will be done before the 50th anniversary next October.
I can't wait for Tron. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, me too.
But
as I'm, I know I'm not old, but as I'm thinking about my age as I get older, because, you know, we're all getting older, sadly, I'm like, dang, I have to, like, ride that thing as much as I can before I have, like, back problems. Because I feel like many people are not going to – I'm sure a lot of the younger people or the people who don't really have conditions with their backs they're riding that thing like crazy in Shanghai.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm like, I have to take advantage of my young body.
While you can. Exactly. Well, then we need to make sure that opens on time because my clock is ticking. Disney Vacation Club resorts are welcoming guests June 22nd. That's exciting.
Yes, I can't believe it. I can't believe they're opening earlier.
Yeah, and the campgrounds are reopening on June 22nd too. So
yes, and another good thing to note that I had just found out, I think right after we'd done the podcast last week, Vero Beach opens on the 15th of June.
Oh.
So that's a Florida destination that's owned by Disney, the resort, not the whole Vero Beach.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so they have a resort in Vero Beach and in South Carolina.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So yeah, all Disney owned, which is cool. So if you wanted to just go to the beach and still have a lot of fun, like Disney fun, without like having to worry about sweating in the parks and getting to ride, Vero Beach is a really good alternative.
Nice. Okay. Good to know. And one of those things is, you know, and I think I mentioned it last week, a lot of families are opting to go camping or renting travel trailers or Winnebagos or whatever they are, RVs, for summer vacations this year, just so that they can kind of not be quarantined, but kind of control their surroundings a little bit more. So something to look into as well.
And one thing I guess just I see pop up here is that from a site that's not Disney, they talk about how dining reservations are available for select restaurants that are in the resorts.
Oh, okay.
It seems that some of these restaurants will be opening earlier than when the parks open because it's at the resorts, and they've added the Disney Springs restaurants back on there.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
So that's good to know that you could have it all in one place. You don't need to look at, like how we said last time, you look at their website,
the restaurant website,
open table and whatnot. So now you can go on the app, which is very, very good. Okay. That's a recent update right there.
Awesome. All right. SeaWorld. They also got state approval in the last couple days. And they're, well, actually, they got state approval last week. June 10th is the Employee Appreciation Day, and then June 11th, they will reopen to the public, obviously, with new precautions and capacity restrictions and all of that. So just go to their website to make sure you see all of the news on that. And then over the weekend, Busch Gardens and Adventure Island were approved by the state, so they will reopen June 11th. Which is exciting.
Yeah, I figured they would want to open around the same time.
Yeah. So, again, new precautions, temperature checks, all of that you can find on their website. Also, adjusted hours for some of the parks as well. Some of the parks will be closed certain days and open other days from certain different times than you might be used to. So go check the park hour calendars on those websites to make sure that, you know, your plan, you're not going to get to the park and be like, oh no, it's closed today. That would really stink. So just always double check that. Legoland, they reopened June 1st. And you were just telling me about, they have some kind of deal going on.
Yes. Yeah, so with their deal, give me one moment while I check here. Yeah. So with the resorts, they have actual hotels there. Like we talked about before, how they have the Pirate Hotel and all that. If you book early, I'm not sure the dates, you'll have to check that out, that you'll get the third night free. So I would definitely look into that if you have little kids that enjoy Legos, maybe the Lego Movie. It's a really cool opportunity to take the kids if you're comfortable with staying in the hotel.
Yeah, I've seen some of the photos on their website of the rooms, and they're all like themed out. It's so cool. But yeah, and, you know, just like all the parks with all the new procedures and cleaning procedures and, you know, new standards, the hotels are being held to those standards just as well. So,
right,
you know, I'm sure they're the cleanest they'll ever be, you know, kind of like we were saying before, the parks. I mean, Universal Orlando and Walt Disney World and all the other parks surrounding, they keep their parks very clean. But just imagine how much cleaner they're going to be.
Yeah, I'm hoping it. Even after all this, even after all this passes safely, I'm hoping that this stays.
Yeah.
Maybe not the masks part.
Yeah.
But the very cleanliness, using those hand sanitizers before you get on the rides. Yeah. Having those hand washing stations just to have an extra precaution.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And then Universal Orlando, they reopened to pass holders yesterday on June 3rd. And today opened to limited capacity, and they will open to the public tomorrow, June 5th.
Yes, big deal. And they're not having, like, reserving times to get in. So I'm intrigued to see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that and give you guys updates next week on how that opening goes. And then there's a new roller coaster being built.
Yes. So we kind of briefly talked about it in like past episodes, but it's really coming together. There's a roller coaster coming to the Jurassic Park section in Islands of Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
And it's looking pretty awesome. And there's even like leaked videos of how what it potentially could be.
Ooh, I love speculation videos.
No, and I'm thinking it's going to be kind of a raptor ride, maybe a Jurassic World esque. Ride,
will Chris Pratt be there?
Chris Pratt. Oh, ooh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool. I hope that it's going to be like that. But
my gosh, I still haven't been on Hagrid's yet, and they're getting ready to open another ride. I need to get on it.
Hagrid's. Oh, my. Yeah. So, I mean, speaking of Hagrid's, I've been like following some people who were at the theme parks yesterday. And with Hagrid's, it's virtual queue only, there's no standby line. But, people said that they rode multiple times.
Oh, wow.
So the one plus side of limited capacity, although everyone might not get in who wants to go to the parks, the people who are in the parks have the upper hand on getting in those rides.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how early the line starts for park entry tomorrow, for sure.
Yes, and even those who are pass holders, if you're preferred or higher, you could get in the park an hour early. So for regular guests, it's 9 to 6. But with those passes that are preferred and higher, like I said, come in at 8. And the hours shift this weekend because it's the first weekend open. And Sunday, Universal celebrating their 30th anniversary. They're open till 7 p.m. So just keep that in mind. And with limited capacity, it might be filled.
So get there early if you're really wanting to get in that day. And then City Walk is closing at 8 p.m. each day. So this is interesting. Resort guests are getting their temperature checked every 24 hours. Interesting. And then they also have a free freestyle cup with mobile order purchase of the food stands. Yeah.
Yes. So those cups that you can refill throughout the day. Yeah, those. I think that's a really good deal. I think it's just they're trying to
that's
hopefully
awesome.
Get more people to go for that instead of going
to
cashier.
You mentioned also earlier, like for Hagrid's, there's a virtual queue for rides. For that.
Yes. Some rides don't, like, I'd say some rides have both options of standby and virtual queue. But then there's some rides Hagrid's that are just virtual queue. So check the app, download that app if you go and check it often. Because if it's the virtual queue, you're going to sign up through the app. And a little loophole there, which they haven't fixed it since I've seen, which they might. But for right now, you don't have to link your tickets on the app. As long as you're in the park and you're claiming the virtual passes, say how many people are okay. in your party. I believe up to 8 people. So if you and your friend are there, mm-hmm. you get 2 at a time. So you should get 2, and then your friend should get another 2. And you could, your friend could pick 2 that are not the same ride. So you could get 4 rides out of 4 different rides.
Yeah, no, that's really smart.
Different rides. That makes sense.
Nice little tidbit.
Yeah, so it's a, from it's a great distance, system there.
Which, interesting.
Yes. Yeah, Popeye had his mask on. Yeah, he was walking around with olive oil, and they had their masks on. And Doc, I mean,
oh, Doc that's funny.
From Back to the Future it goes had with face the character. Shield on.
Yeah,
so. It does. So I was like, okay, well, they still have these. And then there's some characters who are put further away, and there's like a barrier around them. Okay. And then you could take a selfie from far away.
All right, so they're thinking through it, man.
Yes.
And then what's this next item on the list?
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They have a thing called U Rest. I say stations, but it's like designated okay. areas, very similar to like smoking areas that you could, with your party, stand there and take off your mask if you needed a breather.
Okay.
But you have to be 6 feet away from another party. Just to keep that social distance, but yeah. I mean, it is tiresome and hot to wear that mask all day long. So I like how they added these areas.
It's but just so crazy all the new things we're going to see at the parks now that we're living in this not post pandemic. We're still in the middle of it, but this world where we're wearing masks now that they have to and smart of them to think of places where people can actually take a breather, and do it safely. And then there's a ticket deal going on.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so just like how they had before, you mm-hmm. could buy 2 days, get 2 days free. And okay. you could purchase by August 13th. That's a nice little savings 13th. There. So if you're wanting to go to the parks and you're yearning,
go for it.
I have a confession to make. Me and my fiance ended up becoming annual pass holders for Universal. We just were like, you know what?
So
when
do you think you're going to go for the first time?
We're going to try to do this weekend, but we will see what happens. We would love to go for the 30th.
For completely selfish reasons for the podcast, I hope you get in so you can tell us about your experience.
Yes, if we do end up going on, let's say Sunday, we're going to get there extremely early and try to be one of the first people in. So hopefully we get in.
Definitely be watching socials, watching your socials to see if you get in. Yeah. All right. And then I love this Hard Rock Cafe, Universal Orlando. They're giving away free legendary burgers, and their burgers are delicious. They're massive too. They're giving them away to first responders through June. So, that's awesome. And if you have any questions on that, you can visit the Hard Rock website, I'm sure, or call them and find out if there's some kind of identification you need to show in order to get that deal. But that's really cool. All right.
Right. That's really nice. Especially, let's say, if you're a first responder going to the parks with your family.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. I want a burger now. Okay, before I start thinking about food and completely get off track, let's wrap up with what we are watching. Michaela, what have you been taking a look at lately?
I've actually haven't been watching too much TV.
Okay.
Actually, kind of stressing over the wedding a little more because it's getting very, very close.
That's right.
But I've still been watching Community. I have not finished it yet.
Well, my doctor's recommendation to not stress out about the wedding is watch more episodes of Community and go to Universal on Sunday.
Yes, that's what I have
told myself
I can do.
And quickly, just an update on what I've been checking out. I finished Schitt's Creek last week. Probably one of my favorite shows ever on television when it's all said and done. Definitely worth checking out. And then I just started a show on Netflix called Virgin River literally last night. It's kind of feels a little bit like a Lifetime Hallmark Channel kind of series for just to make you feel good. And then I've also started watching the final episodes of Fuller House on Netflix. They are out. And then Friday, the new season of Queer Eye will be on Netflix as well. So, Mikayla, anything else you want to add this week?
Nothing, but I hope I can get into Universal to tell you all about it.
And be safe if you check it out. And that's it for this week's episode of Theme Park and Rec. And as I've said, and we've both said before, just before you head out to the parks, double check the park's official websites for any changes. Cause like we said, this is a very fluid and ever changing situation. And so park hours, restrictions, precautions that, you know, you'll need to take as a guest will be changing. And so just so you have an enjoyable time, we just suggest you check out those websites before you go. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.